And this evening, in the presence of the Ministry of Antiquity of Egypt and many delegates, we are led to this time as well together to enjoy this moment of celebration for the Egyptians and also celebrating ourselves. And what is reconstruction really? Have we been going through this journey until now for many days, reconstructing pieces and parts of ourselves to build a new self, reconstructing pieces and parts of ourselves for a new beginning, for a new merging of ourself with our divinity, as we see in many temples in Egypt, on the reliefs of the unity of the upper and lower Nile. We are reflecting as well on ourselves, the unity of our physicality with our divinity, with our soul, with our higher self as one, in song, in light, in dance, in joy, in laughter, in celebration, because life should be a joyous, celebrative journey. The songs of the Sufis from the minaret and the trumpets reminding us to truly celebrate our lives, to truly appreciate every moment as a time of sacredness and celebration, of being on earth in another lifetime as a human, with all the experiences we have. We are celebrating. How many sounds you can hear here? Not only the ones we hear with our ears, but the unseen ones. Those that surround us all the time in our multidimensionality. It celebrates with us as well, all the time. As we open to it more, we feel the celebration of light. We feel the celebration of joy for us, in us, around us. The beauty and the journey, life on earth. Let us hear more about celebration from the other side with Adironda.
So it is good day to you, huh? Ah, dearest beings of light, we are here for the celebration of love, of light, of new beginnings. That is what you are here for, with the music of the Sufi in the background. To remind you to dance for your soul, to remind you to dance and be light-hearted, no matter where you go, no matter what is happening. You see, this temple, this sacred temple, which was under sand just a few years ago, is about healing. Amun Ra heals all. Even our vessel Marilyn had a deep, deep fear healed 2 years ago. Very unexplained fear, but it was healed here in this temple. For you see, this is the temple of healing. This is the, well, there are many temples of healing. However, the focus here when you see the statues that have been recreated for our benefit to join in the healing of your soul. And as the healing of your soul dances with the Sufi, that energy also enters into your connection. And as it enters into your connection, you know the vibrational frequency of you is being raised. We use music a great deal. Dearest beings of light, you are here with the deep connection of your soul. There is no accident that we are here with the celebration. There is no problem. We will honor all beings of light. And with that energy, we trust to watch the celebration. We know we are invisible to all others, huh? And that energy comes through deeply with your soul. For you see, you truly have the power, have the capability to be present or to be invisible. To hold your energy in your heart in the clarity and message of your soul. As we listen with your heart, with the background of the music, do not listen with your mind. And in that energy, with that focus, it is truly, truly one with you. What is it that your soul is ready to disintegrate? What is it that your connection is ready to leave? As the minister is here, we see that energy and we get to meet him. How wondrous. Yes. It is very nice. Thank you.
We are coming in a very special day.
Yes, we are. Everything is a plan, huh?
And 1 hour exactly, we'll be unveiling the Colossus France in the second.
We are honored. As you see, dearest beings of light, we have shaken the hand of the ministers. It is mine. It is mine. It is Hervé's or Maryland's. It is not the ministers. So in that energy, know that there are no accidents. Know that everything that happens is in divine order. Every single thing that happens. Once you question divine order, you question all. And to breathe forth the minister of antiquities, he is healed as well of his judgment, of his pain, of his connection. With the dance, he raises his heart to lightness. With the announcement of the sacredness to unveil the statue of Ramses II is pure planning, eh? And with that pure planning, that is how your soul evolves through these adventures. That is why you travel. That is why you connect with others. That is why your soul taps you on your back, taps you on your heart and says, go now. Schedule it now. Be here now. For with that energy, with that energy, we hold and trust that all is still perfect. the divine minister, the full moon. Yes, we sit here in Egypt, in Luxor, in one of the most famous temples around. Well, they're all the most famous temples now, aren't they? Under the full moon in Egypt. And as we absorb the energy of the full moon, we know this is a new beginning for each of us here. This is a new vibration to know that all that pain of the past gets the opportunity to be healed with this sacred music. All that pain of the past gets the opportunity to dance away from your soul. So all that is left is your connection of source, your connection of love, your connection of light. As we breathe forth this energy, crowds of hundreds of Egyptians and tourists are sharing this energy of love that we radiate from this spot on the steps outside the temple, in the gathering place. The divine order of things is always perfect. I implore that you trust that. I implore that you know you are here for this purpose. We have created the sacred space no matter what. We have created the energy of love no matter what. This temple is a temple to bring all faiths together. You know that, yes? All connection. Ah, yes. All connection comes together. And with that vibration, we hold the energy of truth. We hold the energy of love. We hold the energy of sacred information. We hold the energy of the leaders of this nation. We hold the energy of the wisdom and clarity in the divine heart as we are each listening to the prayers. As we listen to the prayers of the universe, know that our prayer enters into them. That prayer of love, that prayer of peace, that prayer of joy, that prayer of radiance, that prayer as the dancers bring forth their representation of a different time. We know that the sacred obelisk is coming in. We know that as they are restoring the temples, you are restoring your soul to a new level, a new vibration. You are restoring your connective point. So where do you wish to begin, eh? Where do you wish to start, eh? What do you wish to heal first? Drop it in. Why are you here? What choices are you making here? What choices are you making to shift here? What is your mission here? What is your connective point? Know that that is indeed all that is necessary. Dearest beings of light, we celebrate with you the wisdom, the joy, and the love that is within you. We celebrate with you the full moon as it acknowledges you and reflects the light of you. We celebrate with you the love that is bursting from the heart with song, with prayer. Just as you are seeing the unveiling of the statue, you are also unveiling your heart. What are you creating? That is the sacredness. Ah, dearest beings of light, we love you deeply. We see every inch of you, all your wisdom, all your growth. We see the protection of the energy, and we are grateful for that. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.